the Magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the Magician. Before our play begins, we would like to take a moment, and I mean just a brief moment, to say something that will help those who have clothes to wash. Our suggestion is that you use White King granulated soap. Put White King in your washing machine. If your husband happens to do heavy, dirty work, if his overalls and jumpers and work shirts have made you work and washing trouble, you'll not only like what White King does, you'll say, "I love that soap." And your hands, the hands you'd like to keep young and lovely, how kind White King will be to them, the only hands you'll ever have. And listen, save White King box tops. You're going to want them for something you're going to hear about on this program. Well, the moment is up. Now, on with Chandu, the Magician. Ahmed, a member of Frank Chandler's secret brotherhood, comes in the guise of a sand diviner to the hotel on the edge of the desert. Ahmed has waylaid and searched the messenger carrying a packet of papers to the sinister Roxor. Chandler examines them, but to his dismay, the stolen records of Robert Regent are missing. The present episode opens in the great shadowy drawing room of Princess Naji's Oriental home in Cairo. It is late afternoon. Chandu, the Magician.
Come in, Roxor. You have not been my guest for a very long time.
Why is this room in darkness?
You need not fear a trap, my friend. Even my servants are in their own quarters. I had the shutters closed because of the sun. You will have coffee.
I have no time for such things. You sent me a message?
It was most difficult, my man tells me.
It should have been impossible.
And it would have been so, except that one of your messengers was indiscreet. Your coffee?
What are you saying?
It would be well for you to seat yourself, Roxor. What I have to say will interest you. You must believe it is so, or why are you here?
I came because I overlook nothing. But I will not be dangled like a puppet on a string by a woman.
You would be happy to know which one of your messengers made the mistake of drinking wine in a cafe?
How do you know this?
Please seat yourself. I have a most important thing to say to you.
I'm here. Say it.
Since Frank Chandler came to Egypt, I have been thinking very much of him and of you.
Chandler? Call him Chandu, I know.
Of course.
But if you believe he and I could work together, you're wrong. He cares nothing for power. Such a man is worthless to me. If this is the reason for your message, I will go.
It is not the reason. Roxor, I care for power.
You? Only a week ago you were babbling that you and Chandler would bring all my plans to nothing.
That was a week ago. Let me pour you another cup of coffee.
I do not believe you. Why should I think you have so suddenly changed?
I tell you, I have been thinking. Chandu wishes nothing but to finish his work here and return to India and his studies.
Leaving his sister to wander over Egypt searching for Regent. Well, at the same time, Regent... No matter.
I am growing very tired of that family's devotion to Regent. But Chandu...
So, I am beginning to see which way the wind is blowing. You and Chandler, when he was in Egypt before...
We need not speak of that, Roxor.
I will speak of it. So, when he returned now, you believed you could blow those cold ashes again into a fire. But you find he cares for nothing but his work. His work. To defeat me, Roxor.
Whatever my reasons, I no longer wish to work with Chandu. You will admit I could be of use to your plans.
But now my plans are going forward everywhere. What could you do for the plan that I cannot do without you? And what would you ask when I have won?
Need we bargain like the Akkadi in the bazaar? You know better than any man what I could do.
You would use your sorcery against Chandler?
If you ask it of me.
It is true, then. You know the secrets of ancient Egypt.
It is true.
Then give me proof.
Now?
Now, here, at once. Well, you told me a lie.
No, Roxor, I will try.
I do not want trials and errors. I want to see it done.
If you will be silent, I will try. If I succeed, you will hear a small sound, like the voice of ancient music across the sand. Then when I extend my hand, a cold blue flame will appear on the table between them.
So?
A moment.
I hear nothing.
Wait, it is difficult. Ah, Roxor, I cannot...
Oh, a trick, a lie.
No, no.
Then give me proof.
I know why it is impossible today.
Why? Tell me.
It is because I have been taught to use the power I have only for good. And you, whatever you are evil.
Ah, good, evil. Talk of idiots.
But wait, listen to me. In the old parchments of my people are other secrets. The dreadful secrets of black magic. I have never seen them. I did not wish to know. If I must learn them now, I can.
I believe you. For one moment, you seem to me like an incarnation of... No matter. Let it go. What will you say to Chandler?
You may leave that to me. I am to meet him in half an hour.
Where? Where do you meet him?
At Mena House.
Mena House.
A most conventional meeting in the sitting room of the suite. Surrounded by innocent American children.
There you are, Frank. Why, where's Naughty?
Not here yet, Dot. Bob and Betty are down on the terrace. They'll bring her up when she comes.
There's something so strange about her. You must have noticed it.
Well, dear... Yeah. But then you thought I was strange when I first came back from India.
I still can't help it once in a while.
You know, sometimes I wonder if...
What, Frank?
Well, you know, she's the last of a family that goes way back into the dim past. And I've often thought she lives more in that day than she does now.
Well, that's not so strange. Living alone in Cairo, surrounded by all sorts of things she's inherited from her ancestors. That'd make any woman live in the past.
But it's more than that. Maybe someday. You know where they are.
I'll go. The children don't usually knock. Oh, Naji. Come in.
Thank you.
We were expecting Bob and Betty to bring you up.
I asked them not to come with me. It will be much better for them if they do not know what I've come to tell you.
Well, Naji.
Sit over here by the window, Naji. It's much cooler.
Thank you. Chandu, I have seen Roxor. In my own house.
Roxor, you can't mean he was trying to hide there.
No, no, no. I will not tell you all. That is for later. Chandu, I have deceived him. I have made him believe I wish to work with him and no longer with you.
Naji.
It was the only way.
But he knows you wouldn't be part of that scheme of his. He wouldn't believe you.
But he did.
You can't know whether he did or not.
He came to my house when I sent him a message. He trusted me so far.
How could you, Naji? You and Frank have been looking for him for days.
I found a way, Dorothy.
Well, you know what he thinks of women. Weak, sentimental.
It was because of that I could convince him I had changed my mind. I need not tell you all we said.
I don't like it.
But you should be pleased. If I were a man who had done this thing, you would be pleased.
But you're not. And I can't let you go on with it.
It is only for a very short time. Until we discover where Robert Regent is.
Naji, is he alive?
I am certain now. I believe he is in Egypt.
What makes you think so?
A word Roxor said, not thinking. Look, Chandu, what I have brought.
Roll of parchment. Let me see. You can spread it out here on the table.
What is it?
A drawing.
Not one of Robert. Oh, no. Of course it can't be. It looks 1,000 years old.
It is much more than that, Dorothy.
Is it? Where did you get it, Naji?
It was in my house with many others older than history. You know how men have thought there was a passageway which connects the Great Pyramid and the Temple of the Sphinx?
Why, yes, but I've always understood it was just a legend.
Nadja, you found proof that tunnel really exists?
You see it here.
Robert couldn't be in there. Not alive.
Nothing's impossible, Dot.
Why should he be? What could he have been doing in Egypt anyway all this time? 9 years.
I can only tell you what I believe, Dorothy.
But there's no reason for it.
There must be, Dot. We can't see it, but... Lovely, look here. I don't see any sign of an entrance in the drawing. Either from the Sphinx or the Pyramid.
There is none, Chandu.
Then how could Rock...
Wait. Suppose whoever drew this plan for the king that built the tunnel... It must have been a king.
You think as I do. If the passageway was in truth a temple for the practice of black magic...
Exactly. The king protected himself by not showing the entrance doors.
Because my people, who were the guardians of all good, would know and would...
Lodge, what do you mean?
I forgot. Please do not ask me, Dorothy.
Very well.
This is the time for us to find the doors in our own way.
Well, do it then. If you really think Robert could be in such a place.
This is for you, Nadine. The secrets of Egypt are yours.
Dorothy, you must not be afraid. If you are...
I'm not afraid anymore. I don't care whether it's magic or what it is.
We will be quiet then. Help me, Chandu.
You know I will.
The blue flame. Wise men of old Egypt, show us the doorway.
Nothing yet.
Nothing. Blackness like a curtain.
Shall I go away, please, maybe?
No. No, sit still, Dot.
The doorway. Show us the secret of the doorway to the living past.
Program started this evening, we told you how wonderfully easy White King made the washing of heavy clothes like overalls and work shirts in your washing machine. I wonder if that might have given you the idea White King was only for the heavy washing you have to do. Why, of course that isn't so. Say, your finest tablecloths and napkins, your daintiest lingerie, the fragile and lovely things you have to wash, White King Granulated takes care of them safely, gently, and we think, as no other soap has ever done. There are reasons, of course, but aren't you kind of tired of hearing reasons all day long? Millions and millions and millions of packages of White King are sold. Each means that some lady has found this soap, the one that helps her most. Listen, we say you'll like it. No, we'll say more than that. You'll love White King. Until tomorrow night, when perhaps you have tried White King, good night. Chandu the Magician is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.